after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, in the building. And we are starting another week here at the show. Every week we bring you what we call Hot After Dust Mondays. That's the kicked off the weekend. Occasionally we do Talk to Me Tuesdays, and then we close out the week with Hump Days After Dust. So, man, glad to have you guys another week and just be able to vibe with you and make you laugh, make you think, and everything else in between. So, yes. Tonight we got a definitely jam-packed show because we got a guest tonight. So, you know, we got guests as always extra jam-packed. So tonight's guest we'll be having on shortly will be Rain910. We'll be talking to him. He is both an artist and producer who is a recent signee for Maybay Music Group. So we'll be talking to him. As far as his journey going into that, as well as getting tapped into his mind about his single going live. So, and we will be playing it as well before the interview. So, buckle your seatbelts for that. So, kind of going into what's been going on over the past weekend. I definitely had a lot going on. I did a photo shoot. This weekend, I got a chance to do that. I also, a memorial service for my grandfather on Saturday. So, it was a lot going on, but, hey, managed to make it all happen and make it all smooth together. And just thankful for life, thankful for being able to use my gifts every day, whatever chance I can. So, thank you, God, for that. Other stuff this weekend. Actually, I did an event. I told you guys about it last week. I had an event for here in Fort Worth. It's a spot that opened up recently in Fort Worth called Club Finesse. And Club Finesse is pretty good, man. It's one thing, the drinks are really good. And I like the parking. The parking was very, I didn't have to walk far to get in my car and whatnot. And also, too, they had some bomb food. Like, them lemon pepper wings I had from there was on point, man. When I tell y'all, It was just, I mean, you just can't really get wings, especially hot lemon pepper wings, without them being like extra salty, and they were like perfect. Like, you didn't take the extra salty. I actually saw like one of the things he was doing when he was making them, and he used fresh lemon in his mix that he was making. So very dope that, you know, they don't cut corners, and especially because, you know, great to see that within a black-owned business, being able to see that kind of stuff happen. So just thankful to be able to support black business and them support me as well, because I did get to get some love show to Human Chemist Magazine, so it made it that much more worthwhile. So I was very excited. Nate, what's going on with you?
Yeah. Hey.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing much, just chilling at the house, about to cook, you know, a little cabbage, you know, that's how I keep this ass fat, you know?
Oh, Lord. I thought you got fat.
You said what?
Those aren't shot?
No, I do not have ass shots.
Oh, but that's all you? Okay. Okay, Nate.
You know.
Yeah, okay. So what all did you get into this weekend?
I had a kitty back in my house. My little sister came. My sister, my friend. I had a little girl tonight drinking that Henny.
Oh, man, I had a lot of Henny on Friday night. Yeah, free shots of Henny before 11. And then, shoot, I just kept drinking Henny from that point. I was feeling real good.
Surprisingly, I didn't even have a hangover.
I didn't either. I drink a lot. Like, unless I'm on a cruise or a super vacation, I don't really drink that much. But I drink more than I usually do on Friday. So yeah, definitely dope. Okay, shout out to that name. All right, let me. We got T on here too now. T. What's been going on with you, ma'am? How was your weekend?
It was good. I had my daughter's party.
Mm-hmm. She is finally 1 year old.
Right.
And then your birthday is actually going to come up, so that means your birthday is going around the corner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all. I'll be 21. Yes, indeed.
21?
Yes, 21.
Wait. Hold on, let's back up here. You mean to tell me that you're the baby, not Nate?
No, I'm turning 21 for the next 4 years.
Ah, okay. I was about to say, hold on. I thought that Nate was the baby of the group. Not that Nate's a baby. That's a grown-ass woman over there. But, you just confused the heck out of me. Okay. Breaking news.
Nah. I'm turning 24. But
I'm turning 21. I had to sniff her out. I was like, wait, hold on. Okay. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that was musically timed how we all just did that, because it is perfect right in time for our music break, which the song for this music break would be by our guest for tonight, Ray 910, who is actually a recent signee for Maybach Music Group. He is an artist and producer. We'll be chopping it up with him and also talking about the single we're getting ready to play now. And that's how I'm going live. So you are listening to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, Nate Seduction, and T. Molina. We'll be back after this.
About to go boosty boo, about to sell on my shooter shoe. I don't give a f- who they lose. Know what my jewelry knew. Know that my tool is shoot. I'm back moving how I used to move. I'm about to start smacking too. I don't give a f- who it's who. I don't give a f- who they lose. So what? In the Louis store with some Gucci shoes. My cuff on me, I'm groovy too. Two perks in it like I usually do.
Brand new car.
Tough on them laptops. It's all sweet till it's mad shots. And you gotta cover your grandpa.
Brand new car going live.
Dropping a missed call. You know, Cujo, big dog. Bruh, man, it's fifth floor, some boy.
Brand new car going live. Some brand new going live. Running around clipping going live. That money make you feel so alive. Don't bother. Don't bother. My whole life, my whole life.
T. Molina. That was Going Live by Rain 910. We'll be interviewing here shortly. We'll go ahead and let you guys know what's on the plate for the rest of the show. We got, of course, Crickets of the Week today. So you got Crickets of the Week and then the Six. The Six is where we have a topic, we name a topic, and then we have a corresponding list of six things based on that topic. So yeah, y'all stay tuned for all that. But in the meantime, between time, while waiting for our guests, we got, let's see, Christmas is 14 days around the corner. So I've gotten some gifts already. Like, Here's a quick question for you each. Like, as far as the places you usually shop, or when you shop even for Christmas, are you more of an online shopper, or do you shop more so in the store still, like going to the mall and whatnot? And I'll throw it to you first, May. You say you do majority of your shopping at the mall?
I do majority of my shopping online.
Oh, okay. Why is that? Why do you prefer online versus going to the stores?
Because I don't like to look the same as everybody else.
Got you. That's a very good point. Okay, I can't argue with that at all. Okay, so T, are you more of a person when you're shopping for people for the holidays? Are you more so a person that goes to the store and shops, or you shop more so online?
Online.
And why do you shop online?
Because I hate going in stores. Oh my gosh. People is just irritating.
Yeah, I can feel you, man. I can feel you. Me is just a mixture. It depends. A lot of times, like now, I am starting to become more a person that shops more online. But a lot of times, what I do is I still shop at the stores a decent amount, but I don't window shopping. Like, I don't like going in the malls and stores and window shop. I do all the window shopping online, and then I have a feel, a kind of a vibe I want to go for when I go to the mall. And to me, it's not even necessarily, I won't even say it's necessarily about the fact of not wanting to look the same. I hate not being able to, like, y'all probably been through this before. You go through, like, a million stores, and you find nothing you want. The size isn't quite perfect. It's not the right. You don't feel like it's like really speaking to you. And that's not even just clothes. That's anything. You feel like, you know, you're only limited to what's in the store, and not, you know, you don't have a much bigger, wider spectrum of stuff to choose from. So yeah, I could definitely attest to what y'all. I'm talking about. So with the follow up on that as well. As far as like for like where you shop and whatnot. Like the food app. So I'm going to that. That's not necessarily the holidays, but period. Do y'all tend to use the food apps like Uber Eats, Grubhub, and all those other kind of food apps?
Nope. They don't deliver where I live.
What? None of them deliver where you live?
Nope.
Wow, that's crazy. What about you, Nate?
What about me? What? About delivery.
Do you like the delivery? Like, first of all, because now I just found out from G that it's not available in her area. First off, are the food delivery apps even available in your area?
I don't really do a lot of takeout, like food delivery.
Yeah, because you pretty much always cooking. Every time I see you, you always cooking in some capacity.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what? Like when I use the app, I don't really get like. I don't know. I'm not one of those people that get like cheesy stuff like McDonald's. And now, first, I don't even eat McDonald's. Second off, if I'm gonna get something from a food delivery app, I'm gonna get something that, you know, a certain taste for something, not just like, oh, let me get some regular everyday behind thing. Like, for instance, like there's this one place, Sauce Lemon. It's very, it's too inconvenient to, it lets you in the mood. It's, in a sense, it's kind of inconvenient to go to. And especially sometimes when I want necessarily want it, I don't feel like having to look fly just to go get something from there. So, like, yeah, I want these. So they got these bomb-ass street tacos. Hell, I don't be wanting to do all damn work. So I'm like, man, somebody bring me some. So, yeah.
Right.
I got some. So it'd be some stuff. And sometimes, you know, while I like from those apps, you kind of find out about restaurants you didn't even know exist in the area. I'm like, what the heck is this? And so, that's the main reason why I'm more so using them because I want more so stuff that I don't necessarily get all the time. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Nate. I'm more so like I like home cooked food more so than anything. I got to get back into doing cooking myself more. My enthusiasm of doing it is not just as high anymore. So I used to do a lot when I was in college. I used to do it all the time. I used to be cooking up a storm. You came over my house, you knew what time it was. You knew it was time. You knew that, oh, man, it's egg cooking. So, yeah, that is what the deal on that. So our guest isn't here momentarily. I mean, black people. And why, as soon as we get into our one of our meat and potato segments, that's what we're going to call it. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and start one of our segments. I'm going to say crickets of the week for last. Let's go ahead and get into the list. Okay, so the list for this week, the six for this week. I want to do another Christmas topic because we have been roasting the heck out of Christmas on people, but I'm going to be very petty. It's gonna be quite random. It's almost like a Crickets of the Week segment almost. As far as on the sixth today, what is some of the crazy crap you have seen either in person or online this week? So I will go first, and then I throw it to me. So number one of the crazy things I've seen this week online or in person, man, y'all are so wrong. Man, y'all have been letting Terrence Howard have it, man. Y'all been letting Terrence Howard have it for the past week with these freaking memes. Y'all not right, man. Like, so the base of the meme, a bunch of the memes are making fun of how Terrence Howard says "Maine," and he says that how he said, and it's pretty much taking a picture and connecting it to Terrence Howard. But you know, in your head, you're reading it like how he was saying. And I've seen some of the stuff that I did some this past week. Y'all just not right, man. Y'all gotta get the heck out of here. Y'all leave Terrence Howard the hell alone, man. It may be done to y'all. Alright, so T, what's something crazy you saw in the streets this weekend or you may have saw online?
Something crazy. I don't really know. I wasn't really going online on the road for the weekend.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I don't know. Come back to me.
You see crazy out and about?
Not really, because I really wasn't paying attention. I was really focused on one thing.
Got you. Okay. I'll throw it to Nate. Nate, what's some of the craziest stuff that you saw in the streets this weekend or you may have saw online.
Let me tell you. Okay, so y'all know. Well, I work at the front desk at a hotel. And at work today, we had this little banner and this little sign, you know, because we got a restaurant in our hotel. And we have a sign saying, you know, about the restaurant. And this man fell over the sign, like, he made the sign. He fell with the sign. He's talking about he thought it was a wall. He said he thought it was a wall. My nigga, how did you think it was a wall and it's a tall sign? It's like, how did you think it's a wall? I was trying my hardest not to laugh on this at the front desk. The only reason why I didn't laugh is because I was checking in the guests at the front desk. But if I wasn't checking in no guests, I would have been cracking the fuck up, and I don't care who would have gotten mad at me for laughing. How did you
well,
think
even,
that was a wall?
Even if it was a wall, you ran into it.
He told me I thought it was a wall. I thought I was leaning up against a wall.
Oh, my goodness.
So we just don't have, like, a piece of wall in the middle of the lobby? I don't understand. That was funny as hell. That was the laugh of the day.
Oh, yeah. Anytime people fall, that's an automatic laugh for me.
Because how did you think it was a wall? I'm mad at the fact that he said he thought it was a wall. Like, how did you think it was a wall?
Was he drinking?
No, he wasn't drunk. Well, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm telling you. I was in this position. Oh, I almost got fired because I was doing last extra
hard. It was people in the lobby when he fell.
And
my supervisor was like, asking him, like, are you okay? Are you okay?
I don't know if I could help him because when I'm trying to sit there and pretend care, it make it harder for me not to laugh.
Man, that was so funny. I was really trying not to laugh because how did you think it was a wow? And then the guest that I was checking in was like, I hope he's okay. It's his dumb ass fault for falling. Told me he thought it was a wow.
Right. Oh, Lord. That's a good ass story.
Yeah, it was funny.
Shout out to
I can't.
It was
All right. So that was number two. Since you want to talk about falling, number three. Woo, number three. Man, I'm telling you, I think you go to the club, you always see something that's just like, it just make you do that. All right, so on the coast of the covers, I'm hosting that on Friday. I like the dance floor. It's not huge. It's big enough, but it's not. You ain't got to worry about that story. People walking into you to get around, unless they just doing too much, because too many ways in and out of the dance floor, and dance floor is a raised dance floor. So it's not in the way of everything else. Oh, my goodness, man. I saw some stuff this weekend. Just had me rolling. And you talk about falling. I saw somebody busting behind us walking out there raising his horse. But you know how Kevin Hart say women don't fall, they buckle. That woman buckled like a mug. She missed that step. And when she was coming out the step, she like her left ankle ruptured all of a sudden. That mother was wiggling and she was about to bust up behind. I was like, bruh, if her ass fall, I'm finna embarrass the hell out of her. I'm finna laugh my ass. Cause I know shit, I'm in the club, I ain't on the job. I'm finna laugh. So yeah, she was close to falling. She was like, whoa. I was like, okay. No more Hennessy for you.
I bet she thought she was getting it, too. I bet she thought she was kidding.
Yeah, huh? And you know what's even worse? Cause this when you like, well, she didn't carry me, but she just carried somebody. So you know one of the funniest things is when somebody carries somebody and then something crazy happened to them afterwards. She just curved this dude and almost busted her ass.
And I know he was like, that's what that bitch is a curse.
Yeah. She curved him and her ankles almost curved.
Crazy.
So, yeah, that is number three. I got more coming up. On this. Nate, what you got next up? What you got for number four, Nate?
No, that's the only one I had.
The only one? What? You holding out. I know you in a hotel. You see stuff all the time. You holding out on that.
No, I really don't see stuff all the time unless somebody tell me something that happened when I wasn't on the shift. Like, one time my coworker told me, on the night shift, it was this white man in the room, and he had a tranny.
Oh.
He had a tranny in the room. And I guess the man wasn't paying the tranny, so the tranny kept calling down to the front desk or whatever, talking about the man was up in there smoking weed or whatever, because you can't smoke in our hotel room. Like, you can't even smoke cigarettes or whatever. It's a no non-smoking facility in our hotel. You got to go to the front of the hotel to smoke. But
right.
I guess he wants to snitch on, the dude. And I guess the attorney snitched because the dude, the white man, didn't pay him his money. And security went up there. And the white man answered the door like it was naked, like.
Wow.
That shit was crazy. I was cracking up when they told me about that, though. And then one of the front desk agents didn't know the tranny was a, didn't know it was a tranny. The front desk agent really thought it was a woman, but it was really a tranny.
That happens a lot. It's getting happening more and more. I remember I was I told the story before, but I was actually running the VIP list at a club, and all of a sudden, these treasures are coming the direction, and because they were the way they had themselves altered. They had these big boobs and big ass and all that, and they had these tight dresses and stuff, and they were heavy makeup and wigs and shit. And niggas was like trying to check them out. Man, I got a problem, man. My little radar cut off, runs off. It's like, nah, nigga, I'm not dumb. Especially because when they came to the VIP list, so I was asking them, you want to get a VIP list going forward or whatnot? And they were trying to fight it, and the voice got messed up. It was like, yeah. It was like trying to fight. It was trying to be girly. It was trying to fight that man voice. It was all kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was. And then it was crazy because in the club, these dudes, dudes be so thirsty, they don't pay attention to nothing. This dude was all behind him, and these dudes were all behind him and stuff, and really trying like thrusting all up against him, and then that man hand went the wrong place. I said, no, don't let him do it. Oh man, I guess his ass is so drunk he didn't know how to put two and two together. I'm like, man, y'all dudes got to try to be so goddamn thirsty. Even if it was a woman, like, damn, sometimes, man, that are thirsty now, man. Because when you're thirsty, when you being too thirsty, you're not paying attention to little things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that was kind of like number five. All right, number six. Okay, I saw another thing this weekend that was like, it disturbed my spirit. It disturbed my spirit, man. So, yes, while I was out at the club on Friday as well, I'm going to tell you something. And people are going to say I'm hating or whatever, but I'm getting tired of this. I don't know about y'all, but I'm like one of those people. I'm real particular about club picture backdrops. I'm getting tired of the cheesy ones where they try to make it look like a kingdom or something in the background. Give me a plain ass white backdrop, or at least use green screen or something. Don't be having these cheesy pre-printed backdrops that look dumb as hell, because I don't be liking that shit. That shit be looking too cheesy, and then the poses, man. If you want to get a couple of laughs, pay attention to what's going on at the photo booths by the picture people. At the clubs, you see the most ratchet shit ever, man. And it's always some chick trying to do too much. Especially like chicks that be trying to throw up they set and trying to be cute at the same time, all that. It just be too much, and they be making them ugly ass faces. I'm like, bruh, if you don't get your Planet of the Apes looking ass out of here. Oh my goodness, man. Matter of fact, one of the people that was taking pictures was Buckle Girl. That's her name now, Buckle Girl. But she almost buckled. I mean, she almost busted her behind, but she did buckle. So, yeah, I mean, some people, man. Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah. That is it. That's it for the six. I appreciate everyone for tuning to the sixth segment here on Hot After Dusk Monday on Life After Dusk Live. So thank you. All right. What we're going to do, we're going to go into another music break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and go into the Crickets of the Week segment. And then, of course, we have, if someone start calling it community events, so I'd be hating. Our events sometimes be so ratchet, it's not community ain't necessarily involved. So it's going to be called What's Going On from here on out. So, yeah. All that being said, we're going to a song for this music break. I will be boy. My boy, old boy Prince is Smoke Dean. It's on Main. We'll be back after this.
Nikki, I'm trying.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this. Oh, boy!
Mine! I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk.
Yeah.
I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Eastside girls ain't giving a fuck. Them Westside girls ain't giving it up. Them Northside girls some models. Them Northside girls some models. Them Westside girls pop bottles. Them Eastside girls so thotty. Them money in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, your money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips. Now let me see you dip. How a black girl get a ass so fat? How a white girl get a ass so flat? How a black girl get a ass so flat? And how a white girl get a ass like that? Them Southside girls be dropping it low. Them Westside girls be working the flow. Them Eastside girls be working the pole. Them hating ass hoes will forever be broke. Them Northside girls be bougie as fuck. Them Southside girls be moving their butt. Them Eastside girls got them titties for show. Them Westside girls, baby, pretty but broke. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. I can tell where you're from by the way you twerk. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Southside girls got big old butts. Them Eastside girls ain't giving a fuck. Them Westside girls ain't giving it up. Them Northside girls some models. Them Northside girls some models. Them Westside girls pop bottles. Them Eastside girls so thotty. The money's in your hips, 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 your money's in your hips, the money's in your hips, the money's in your hips. Now let me see you dip. How a black girl get a ass so fat? How a white girl get a ass so flat? How a black girl get a ass so flat? And how a white girl get a ass like that? Them Southside girls be dropping it low. Them Westside girls be working the flow. Them Eastside girls be working the pole. Them hating ass hoes will forever be broke. Them Northside girls be bougie as fuck. Them Southside girls be moving their butt. Them Eastside girls got them titties for show. Them Westside girls, they be pretty but broke.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. That last song during the music break was ME Southside Twerk. Right here on High to Dust Monday on Life at the Dust Live. So, it's time for the illustrious segment we do every Monday. And that is... Pickers of the Week. Okay. I'm going to give Pickers of the Week. I'm not going to necessarily say these people's name because I know Crickets of the Week is no fun. I don't say people's names. But in this case, I don't want to give these people free promotion, but I am going to call their ass up. So, one thing I don't like is wasting time. Do y'all agree? Do y'all hate wasting time?
Yes, who doesn't?
Especially when it comes to your career, correct?
Correct, definitely.
So, let me tell you, one thing that can really irk my nerves are people who try to steal from you, and basically, try to steal your intellectual property, try to steal your. Here's my thing. There's a difference between collaborating and sharing, trading ideas, y'all brainstorming, helping each other out. But I don't like a person who just all they do is, receive, is not give, and all they're doing is building up to be on some snaky shit. Well, I dealt with that recently, and let's just say, without me getting too much into it, I don't know how people don't get this. If you try, just because you try to copy something I do, you're missing one huge factor to make it work. You don't have my brain to do it. And this kind of stems to, like, for instance, you being a model, Nate, you being a model, T. People see that you see you model and whatnot, and they assume that it's easy. Or because some people like to, you know, try to do a read on you, and people who find you as a threat or hate on you, they see as, oh, well, if he can do it or she can do it, that I can do it. And then they look stupid as hell, again, because they're not you. Like, people don't realize you're only getting a piece of the puzzle to execute what I do. And saying if people think that these opportunities in our lives just magically happen, no, we go out there and we work hard for this stuff. It's kind of like what you always say, T. Man, you always say that people be hitting you up. How can I get published? How can I? You know anybody I can work with to shoot? And something, you know how you be saying sometimes you be reluctant to do so. And I understand why, because you be on the thought process of feeling like, you know, people just trying to use you to steal your resources, and they're not gonna look back out for you. So yeah, I understand that, and I'm not one of those people that's like, every time I talk to people, this guy is always about money, but please believe. I've increased more in awareness and whatnot of charging people for stuff, because I don't like when people try to just come to me and try to pick my brain, and then, you know, like, okay, great, I put this brain, he's not abusing me anymore. I'm not down with that shit. Like, you do that, you're going to be on my bad side. And please believe, you will be. You have just signed up to be a target all of a sudden. You got a big ass target on your back. So be cognizant how you treat me. So yeah. That's all I'm gonna say in that matter. I'm gonna get some damn crickets today. So yeah, people just out here, you know, vampiring and being idea vampires. Get the hell out of here. All right, so yeah, now I've got that off my, chest. We can focus on my last bit of business for today, and that is going to our formal segment that is called community announcements. It is now called What's Going On. So yeah. So that being said, Nay, what you got going on? The rest of the week, leading to the weekend.
I got to do a final exam, college wise.
Hey, this is a big last week and this week. These are big final exam weeks.
This is the last week. Classes end December 16th.
That's
this week. I start back school in January for spring semester.
Okay. So yeah, so shout out to that. Anything else you got up your sleeve?
I'll be starting my own business next year, 2018. Starting my own business.
Okay. Shout out to that. I know usually you have to share, but I have a question. How was the one project you were working on, video project?
It'll be dropping soon. It's not done yet.
All right. Let's roll on over to UT. What you got coming up the rest of the week, leading into the weekend?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to a gender reveal. Not sure. But I think that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. Y'all didn't hit us with the stay tuned. Y'all didn't hit us with that today.
Y'all stay tuned.
Y'all
do need to stay tuned
because
I ain't say everything I'm doing. Y'all
got to
stay tuned.
Don't say it now. Y'all brought it up. Y'all not sweet.
Whatever. Y'all got to stay tuned. Can't tell y'all everything at one time.
Exactly. All right.
Make sure. Bunch of men, I got a long list of things. Luckily, we got so much time left. Shoot, you're in the show on time, Lord. But yes, we got Human Cameras Magazine. We released two issues, pretty much weeks apart. The November, December issue of Human Cameras Magazine. That was the one for the royalty issue. So cop that on dustspot.com/Human Cameras Magazine, or you can just say type in acmag.dustspot.com, and that will get you to the spot for the magazine.
Hmm.
And also, we also have our spinoff magazine. It's still Human Cameras, but it's a spinoff. It's like a magazine within a magazine. So we got a spinoff one that's Midwest Baddies. Make sure you cop the Midwest Baddies one. That's the one where where it's the holiday issue. So check that one out. I'm going to spill some tea. I was going to wait, but I won't drop this publicly outside of the show until a couple of weeks from now. But so far, the highest selling issue of all time for Human Cameras Magazine is the holiday issue of Midwest Baddies. And within its first week of release, it sold more issues, it sold more copies than any other magazine, any other issue that has been released just in the first week, already the highest selling issue. So, yes, I'm very glad. Got growth going on, the magazine brand, and thankful. Just thankful God put us in a position to do so. So, yes.
Right.
What else has God put us in? Oh, yes. Make sure y'all check out. Also, speaking of the magazine, you want to submit to it. All you gotta do is you can go to acmag.dustspot.com, and you go there, you can see all the submission deadlines and whatnot and themes. We already have the ones up for the January, February issue, and I went ahead and dropped the one for the March, April issue. So you already have the first two issues of the year already up. We also got the Midwest Baddies. I'll spin off. It'll be having one for February. So, yeah, got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, y'all definitely want to stay tuned. Just because I don't run around acting big, you know, acting all Hollywood doesn't mean that I don't got stuff going on. Also, speaking of Dustspot, if you are an artist, a model, producer, anybody that's in the entertainment industry, photographer, anybody's in the entertainment industry, period, make sure that you go join dustspot.com. You go to dustspot.com, it will allow you to sign up. You can add photos, you can add blogs, you can add videos, all that good stuff. And, you know, you also get a chance to go head to head against other members, because we always do something every month we call the Gold Stars. The Gold Stars are the top five content contributors of the month who do it on the most consistent basis. So you've done it most consistently throughout the month, then, you know, depending on where you fall in order. Depends on you can get a gold star, as well as, you know, you also determines what ranking you are. So you mean number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Mm-hmm. What you say?
Oh, I was talking to my dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so that is what's going down with that. They got everything else out of the line. A lot of stuff coming up. I think they're going to come in here, but those are the main ones. So, yes, I'll make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Oh, yes, if you missed any episodes, go to spot.com/dustspotradio. If you go there, you can see LI's listed show there, as well as it'll give you the bios for yours truly, Seti J, May Seduction, and T. Molina. And it'll show you our different social links, as well as a social link to go to our Dust Spot pages. So make sure y'all go there. Also, to make sure that you, you go there. You can also find out what other places the show is syndicated at, like iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher Radio, just to name a few. All right, so there we go. Our order of business is done. That means in the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And it's Bridge Woman speaking, talking to them now. That being said, remind you guys that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a... There is a way. Y'all to an episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J, and your girls.
Nice production.
And T just magically disappeared. And T Maria. All right, y'all. We are out, y'all. Peace.